This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fighting corruption, fighting centralization of power, talking about basic historical facts and reality to a spoiled, rotten America that's about to have its wake-up call because the globalists are deindustrializing this country and setting it up to be a total slave grid. Well, north of us, up in Canada, they got big problems as well. They registered a bunch of guns, then they came out and banned them. Now they're trying to register the rest of the guns, and the people have gotten wise, and they know exactly what that means to the population there in Canada. And I've read the articles on air where many of the provinces are refusing to register their gun owners. They say criminals don't follow the law. Registering law-abiding citizens isn't going to do anything. Look at New York. Look at Chicago. Look at England, where they ban guns and the crime rates explode. So these are the type of facts that are out there. And then I saw Canadians on TV saying, my name's Billy Bob, and I'm not turning my guns in. You can come take them. So shame on the general American out there who doesn't have the will and the courage that a Canadian does to say no to this. But I guess up there in their media, they're pretty good at just saying, yeah, we're registering and taking your guns. Down here, it's, oh, it's a safety policy. It's just an instant check. And all the gun dealers say, it's not a registration because they want to keep selling to you. Oh, no, it's not a problem. Go ahead. And instead of fighting the system, we just go along with it and rationalize and say, you know, a duck isn't a duck and a dog isn't a dog and a gun registration isn't a gun registration. And they're banning stuff left and right. Bush wants to sign the new assault weapons bill and ban all semi-automatic shotguns, whether they're two-shot or five-shot. And even when the NRA admits it, people are in total denial down here. So we're going to break here in a second. We're going to come back with Dr. Ed Hudson. And he's with one of the big groups up in Canada who are valiantly fighting the government bureaucrats, the socialistic control freaks up there in the Commonwealth that want to make the Canadian people their property. And I just hope they keep going, and I hope they use this revolution against tyranny up there to remove a lot of the other things we've seen. There's also big discussions of provinces seceding, secession, leaving the Commonwealth if the gun confiscation registration continues. That's very exciting. I think that's wonderful. In fact, I would move to Canada if a state broke away and instated our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, had their own sovereignty, no gun laws, low taxes. I'd move up there. But right now, Canada is a socialistic cesspool, just like the United States. So we'll come back and talk to Dr. Ed Hudson on the other side of this break. And if you'd like to talk to a Canadian and an organization that's fighting the gun grabbing, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And if you want to link through to some of the Canadian gun groups and self-defense groups, we have links to their websites, and this particular group as well, at Infowars.com, at PrisonPlanet.com, and at Infowars.net. So please visit the website. We're going to break now. When we get back, we will go to Dr. Hudson, who, again, we're honored to have on the show. And we will take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. There is no right more basic than being armed. A free man owns weapons. Did a black slave on a plantation own a gun or a knife? No. Did a white slave in Rome own a knife? No. Or a sword? No. In Nazi Germany, could you own a gun? No.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49, or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Defending the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, trying to point out that when government grows powerful and large, bad things happen, and it's happening again. Dr. Ed Hudson is with Canadian Unregistered Firearm Owners Association. And again, hundreds of thousands of Canadians have marched, have gone public in all of their provinces. Many of their provinces, the majority of them, are saying, we're not going to register our gun owners, even under the federal orders. And joining us to tell us about this in more detail is Dr. Hudson. And Dr. Hudson, of course, is a member of Canadian Unregistered Firearms Owners Association. Tell us about the group and the historical fight that is taking place up in Canada.
Yes, sir. This fight's been going on for 10 years. Starting 10 years ago in 1993, the government introduced to Parliament a law that would require the licensing of all firearms owners and the registration of all firearms in Canada. The law was protested and demonstrated against by firearms owners as far back as 10 years ago, starting in 1993. The Canadian government, who had a large majority in Parliament at that time, basically ignored all of the protests, ignored any common sense, and rammed this through with Parliament, as they can do here in Canada, because they have have a virtual stranglehold on the governing party. The law was passed in 1995, but they staged it in a very Machiavellian method to come in power slowly over a period of years. And we're now down to 10 years later in 2003, where every Canadian who owns a firearm must have a license to own a firearm, and now every firearm in Canada must be registered. So
and Dr. Hudson, they make you jump through a bunch of hoops. Then after a while, just like New York did, New York City, first it's you got to have a license, then they stop issuing the license. But I read an article out of Canada last year. It said that over 53% of the guns that had been registered had later been banned, so registration does lead to confiscation. Please continue.
That is exactly correct. The firearms, which had been handguns, which had been registered in Canada since 1934, with the firearms law, they made some of those firearms that had been perfectly legally owned, they banned those firearms and made those so that they cannot be sold, that they cannot be owned in Canada anymore. So with this law, it's already led to confiscation of a certain class of firearms. And they do that in Canada by an order in council. They no longer even have to go through Parliament. So anytime they want to, they can declare another classification of firearm banned, and we can no longer own it, we can no longer sell it.
That's amazing. And meanwhile, your borders are wide open, record numbers of legals and illegals pouring in. Your police are militarizing against you. I see articles where gun dealers, gun owners, veterans are raided, beat up by your police, have their legal guns stolen. They just don't want their slaves armed, do they, Doctor?
The border is open to anything that wants to come across. There have been those type of home invasions that you mentioned. The only thing that the Canadian-U.S. border stops is Canadian beef going south.
That's it, and it turns out that mad cow probably came from our side.
I've heard that, but the point is on that, it's only one cow, and they're making all of this about one cow. But we didn't call this discussion is about not mad cow.
No, absolutely. You just mentioned it, and I'm pointing out how ridiculous all of this is. Dr. Hudson, tell us about Canadian Unregistered Firearms Owners Association, because it's coming down to the point now where Canadians across the board are saying, in fact, I've read the articles, even in your own mainstream papers, that this is about the government trying to dominate you, and that this is about controlling law-abiding citizens. People are finally getting it.
That's exactly correct. What we've been saying for 10 years, what gun owners have been saying up here for 10 years, is there's not a criminal anywhere in the world who's registered their firearm or licensed themselves. This law is not about criminal control or crime control. It's about controlling its citizens. Our group is a small group. You have to understand that membership in our group is completely open. Our membership list is open to the government. Anyone who is a member knows that that their name, address, telephone number is going to be completely open to the government if our membership roll is confiscated. So no one joins this group without knowing that they're going to be completely open to the government.
So you guys are signing your John Hancock to your own Declaration of Independence.
It's not actually a Declaration of Independence, but it's specifically a Declaration of Noncompliance. We're stating very forcefully, peacefully, nonviolently, we will not submit to this law.
Well, it takes a lot of courage. I know there's been big protests and demonstrations. How many of the provinces total are telling the feds this law is wrong, unpopular, and we're not going to follow it, this registration law?
7 out of the 10 provinces are doing that, but unfortunately, that's only a half step. The provinces in Canada could take the step and say, we will not allow the law to be enforced in this province. The Attorney General of each province has that authority, but they won't exercise that authority. They take the half step and say, we won't spend any of our provincial money doing it, but they will not block the federal government from doing it.
Well, I mean, your Mounties, your federal police are out of control, and so is our BATF, which is a criminal organization. I mean, they actually hire crooks there. They know what this is all about. It seems you guys have really gotten the momentum going. There's a lot of talk about secession. If some of these provinces broke off, we could have a new free country, couldn't we?
There's that type of talk in Alberta. That's a little bit beyond my scope and expertise, but I've certainly been to many, many gun shows in Alberta, and I've certainly stood beside and talked to people in Alberta who are talking about the Alberta Separatist Party, Alberta separating. I know that that's happening. I am not a part of that group. I am focusing on peaceful, nonviolent civil disobedience to a specific, very unjust law here in Canada.
And what type of response are you getting, Dr. Hudson, from the gun-grabbing government?
The response from the government so far is that they've called us frivolous. They've said that what we're doing is a stunt. But the main thing they've said that we're not violent, which is our whole point all along, is that gun owners, responsible gun owners, firearms owners, are not violent. Tomorrow we're on Parliament Hill, the Capitol here in Ottawa, with a major protest, and we're telling them, come arrest us. We're demanding that our government give us our day in court. We want to challenge this to the Supreme Court of Canada. And the government so far has been playing chicken. They will not come out of the closet and enforce their law. We've gone from
They don't want to create martyrs, but let me warn you, I don't know about your Canadian government, but I know what our federal government does. They will try to infiltrate you with a provocateur who will then get into trouble, who will later have the charges dropped against him, and if you investigate, he's going to be a federal officer, a Mountie, or he's going to be a paid informant. Are you prepared, doctor, to deal with that?
Fortunately, we've had that type of advice before, specifically from someone who came up from your part of the country to talk to us. We are aware of that. I'm not sure exactly how we deal with it other than we stating as plainly as we can, we're completely peaceful, completely nonviolent. If anyone in our group claims to be operating in our name, does anything that even looks violent, smells violent, they're not speaking or acting for our group.
Well, what I would do, doctor, is simply, if anything ever happens, if you investigate, it's going to be a fad. And if they know that you know about that trick, they won't try it on you.
Well, we do know about that trick. And as I say, fortunately, it was from someone from south of the border that came up and told us about
that. Now, they do that in everything here. I mean, you're trying to stop them from taking somebody's farm, and a guy shows up and starts threatening the police. And then if you walk over to their car, it'll have a police badge in it. And then you say, hey, this is a cop, and then the riot police suddenly will disappear. I mean, it's really sick what they do, trying to destroy our freedoms. But I'm reading that a lot of police are actually on your side in Canada.
Most of the rank-and-file police are on our side. I would say up to 70%. Again, I don't want to get into the numbers game on something that I can't back up, but certainly the large majority of the rank-and-file police officer supports us.
Well, they know they're safer when you're armed. They know that places like New York where you can't own a gun, that's where the cops get killed.
Exactly.
Well, it's incredible. So it endangers the citizens, the police, everybody. The website is CUFOA.ca, CUFOA.ca. We got a link to it on Infowars.com. Dr. Hudson, the media tries to focus on this in your country and say, oh, it's a money issue. The people don't like it because it costs money. But then I talk to the people, and it's all about keeping your liberties and freedoms. Is that a red herring in the media?
The media likes to talk about that it's safety. We have a media that is basically controlled by the liberal left wing up here, and they try and talk about that the firearms control issue or the gun issue is a safety issue. That's the red herring. What has saved us up here is what Canadians respond to is dollars. And our federal government has wasted $1 billion.
So even gun owners who don't care about guns, they're mad about the big bureaucracy.
Exactly. But the issue here, and this is the issue that I would like to make plain to your readership south of the border, the issue is rights and freedom. The issue is liberty. The government, in passing this law, passed 7 specific violations of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is roughly equivalent to the U.S. Bill of Rights.
Dr. Hudson, I tell you what, do 6 or 7 more minutes with us. We got a break, and we're going to go to break right now. We'll be right back in just a few minutes, and I want you to elaborate on that and hopefully give us some tips. We could use some tips from you about standing up and not being cowardly. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Your beliefs and opinions are attacked constantly. Media, press, and government support even perpetrate lies to degrade your rights and independence. The liberally biased populace assaults your mind in order to take advantage of your soul. Fight back every day with the 2003 Freedom Calendar, available by calling Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. Your rights were granted by God. Government should only exist to protect those rights. This calendar affirms your ideals. It shows you where your rights are protected in the Constitution. Fight the good fight with the help of the 2003 Freedom Calendar and Midas Resources. Call 800-687-2237. Know your rights. The rights that will save you from a corrupted republic. We want you to spread the word. Prices decrease significantly when the quantity ordered is increased. Call now. 1-800-686-2237. Unity is the only way to overcome. Know your rights granted by God. The very rights our government was created to protect. The Freedom Calendar is available now at Midas Resources. 1-800-686-2237. Get it now and start spreading the truth.
If you're like most Americans, you've heard how low interest rates are these days, so why are you still struggling to pay off debt? Rates on debt consolidation loans are at all-time lows, so the time to consolidate your individual credit card balances, car loans, and other debt has never been better. And no one makes it easier than the Credit People. The Credit People offers homeowners consolidation loans that lower their monthly payments, making it possible to get out of debt quickly and easily. Fixed rates start as low as 5.25%. Slow credit? Bad credit? No problem. Our professional advisors will work with you to customize a loan just right for your needs, with no points or tack-on charges. Since interest rates have dropped, the Credit People has helped thousands of homeowners consolidate almost $1 billion in loan debt. If you're a homeowner and have outstanding debt, call the Credit People right now at 1-800-794-2858 and find out how much you can save today. We can take your information over the phone and forward you a completed application same day. Call the Credit People at 1-800-794-2858. Don't miss this opportunity. Call now, 1-800-794-2858. 1-800-794-2858.
All right, it's our final segment for Dr. Edward Hudson. He's with Canadian Unregistered Firearms Owners Association. 7 of the 10 provinces are saying they're not going to be part of this gun registration confiscation scheme. And now the momentum, I would say, is on the side of gun owners there in Canada. We're about to go to Phyllis in Missouri and Trevor in Texas and others who want to talk to our guests. But anything else you'd like to add about this subject of liberty and freedom and what your what your despotic government is trying to do there in Canada, Dr. Hudson.
I would like to take the opportunity to say to your listeners that, as you said in your introduction, the people of the United States need to wake up. The forces that are in play here in Canada that want to take over our rights and freedoms, I'm not talking about an international conspiracy. I'm just talking about left-leaning type of people who want to trample on our rights, who want to take our freedom away from us. Before they do that, they know that they have to get us licensed. They know they have to register our firearms, and then they know they have to disarm us. Then they can, as you would probably say it, herd us into the slave pen. That's happened in Australia, that's happened in England, and now it's happening to the north of you here in Canada. And I really think that we in Canada sleptwalk through the first part of this, and I'm really afraid that the same thing is happening down in the United States. That I know that you are aware of it, but not enough people in your listenership.
Gun owners aren't aware of it because Republicans are the ones pushing it. Democrats always tried to push it, but Republicans push it, and these neocons go, well, I guess it's all right then. I guess I'll turn Granddaddy's shotgun in if Bush wants me to.
I really invite them to come up here in Canada and see what's happening here, because they're requiring, I have to have a license now to own a firearm. I do not have a license. I own firearms. I do not have a license. I own 50 rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Not a one of them is registered. I have invited the police into my home to say, arrest me, confiscate them if you want to. They have not come in because they know I'll win this fight on a constitutional challenge, that they violate my Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But the point that I'm trying to make is to pass this law. Our government saw fit to trample the Canadian Bill of Rights and the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, just to trample our rights in the mud to get this passed.
Yeah, it shows they're tyrants.
Too many Americans think that they can depend on the Second Amendment for their rights. But when the government turns against you, that Second Amendment right is going to go down the drain, just like our Charter of Rights and Freedoms and our Canadian.
Hey, the courts are already ruling we don't have this right. Let's talk to Phyllis in Missouri. You're absolutely right, Doctor. Phyllis, go ahead. You're on the air with our guest.
Oh, hi. I was just wondering, do your people know that the powers really want to reduce our population by 80%? Do they have any idea?
He's talking about the leftist UN plan, the world population reduction and all this. Were you aware of that?
No, I'm not. I must say I've had my nose stuck so deeply in the firearms issue that I'm actually somewhat woefully ignorant of some of the other things going on around me now.
Anything else, Phyllis?
No, I just think that all of this going on is pointing to us being eliminated.
Well, that's what JPFO says, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, registration, confiscation, extermination, and certainly if you're disarmed, the government can get away with doing that. Now, will this end up being like Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany? I don't want to give them that chance. Let's talk to Trevor in Texas. Trevor, you're on the air with our guest from Canada, Dr. Hudson. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I'd just like to say thanks for taking my call, Dr. Hudson. I appreciate all your work. Everyone out here has got all y'all in our prayers. I want to say something because, like you said earlier, Alex, this is all like trying to fit a fire hose water through a coffee straw, getting this information through on a broadcast like this. What I have to say is not directly relevant to what you guys are talking about at the moment, but you started talking about the Amber Alert system, and this is the kind of irrational, you know, events that occur around us every day. I see it not only here, but overseas as well with the soldiers.
Well, the Amber Alert system is an admitted FEMA takeover arm of communications, and they just said, oh, it's for the kids. I tell you what, Trevor,
yes.
I'll put you on hold.
Okay.
We're about to let the doctor go. I'll come back to you and others in the next segment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I'll put you on hold. Dr. Hudson, I really appreciate you coming on the show today, sir.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity. I have been concerned about what's happening down in the States, as again, I'm extremely glad to know that there's a program like you that are warning Americans to wake up before it's too late. We have a problem here in Canada. We're going to take care of it. Tomorrow we have a demonstration. We're challenging our government directly, peacefully, nonviolent, but it's a challenge to our government, and we demand to be heard.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Hudson, God bless you, Godspeed, and take care.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. We'll be back with more calls and more news. Stay there, Trevor. I'll get back to you when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What if you could actually save money on everything you ever needed to buy? Sounds unbelievable, but you can at www.homeshopgroup.com. Get your free membership to
800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
The ring.
I want to play that Elvis song, Looks Like an Angel.
And it burns.
Talks like an angel, walks like an angel, but I got wise. She's a devil in disguise. Because that's exactly what this whole government is. And I go back to history. History shows that governments centralize power and go absolutely ape and control and slaughter a bunch of people. That's the norm. Freedom has been the exception. And you got all these yuppies and good old boys and liberals and hippies and just all of you. You need to wake up. This is serious business. The exact same pattern is being woven with an overlay of high tech. Trevor in Texas, you were talking about government propaganda and manipulation. Please continue, then we'll go to John and others.
Absolutely. The name of your website says it best, and I think that's one of the most important issues when fighting the New World Order is this brainwashing that we're getting from the American media and the media abroad. The Amber Alert system, it occurred to me when I first started to see those stories on TV that they were following that story so closely, it's like there's no way they could have been on the scene and following it so tightly unless they knew what was going to happen. But yet, when you see the same thing overseas, it's like, oh, we don't know what happened. We weren't there. We didn't get to cover that. You know, but all the details were all there when they started to introduce the Amber Alert system. Well, this is what we're going to use now because this poor little girl, and God bless her, you know, whatever happened. I'm sorry.
Happened that same year the FCC law was passed that all radio and TV stations had the EAS FEMA takeover boxes, remote control federal boxes, mm-hmm. put into them, and the federal plan said it's EAS, and they said for PR, we're going to call it Amber and make it mandatory for the little kids.
Yeah, they're totally playing off of our good nature, you know, the general, I think general good nature of the ignorance, you know, and the ignorance of citizens. You know, they want to introduce this and go, look.
Yeah, that's what empowered Hitler was good Germans that thought, man, I mean, people say, how did the Germans do it? How did they do it? Well, because they were saps.
I wish they could have gotten to the people who perpetrated 9/11 as fast as they did to the Malvo people. All of those guys who shot up, you know, as quickly as they got to them.
Well, bottom line, they're not going to put themselves in jail.
Of course.
But going back to Hitler,
yeah.
The Germans were conservative, upright, good family values, a lot less decadent than we are today, folks.
Mm.
And a corrupt individual, an intelligent individual, an evil individual got control of the media. And Germans, to this day, some of you know, they think Hitler was right because the news said so. The media could tell the average American today that a Hitler character is good, and they'd buy it, which they have done.
Yeah, well, you know, you can, like you said earlier, you've talked to some of the foreigners, even some of the foreigners who come here. I know for a fact when I was volunteering with Mike out at the stand that I talked to Helga. I don't know if you know Helga. She went into great detail about her experience as a very young girl in Germany when America came through and raised their city completely with fire, talking about people walking through the streets on fire and diseased children on every corner. And she said that she has no desire to see war again and that this is exactly how it began when they started putting on the black masks and saying it was for your own good. You can't see who I am. I'm supposed to be able to do whatever I want to you, but you know, but it's for you.
Because I'm protecting you, and how dare you say you've got rights?
I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of these pagans. They're destroying everything, you know, and they don't care. Hey, that's the bottom line.
Well, the same pattern is being woven again. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, that's the point I made in the first hour. I've talked to people from Poland and Russia about the secret police walking up and grabbing on their mother when they were 10. And the father shoves the secret police officer, and you never see daddy again. And then mommy refuses to go out with him, so a couple months later she gets shipped off. I mean, that's what they do, folks. Because the system can't discipline its own. Stalin took all the criminals out of the jails because they were the only people that put black ski masks on and bust down doors and break up families and beat people up. And so they're going to have a little fun with you. You're going to have criminals, you already do, in uniforms, running your life. Just like Nazi Germany, just like Russia. And the only thing holding them back from going hog wild is that there's still a lot of good police and a lot of good military. But, again, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The average cop goes home and he watches the dramas, the sitcoms, where the good cop tortures people, where the good cop lies and steals because it's for a better cause. And that good cop's having his mind twisted and molded. And when his partner gets killed, the feds come in and say, the answer is you weren't hard enough. You didn't follow the policies correctly. And all the heat the police are under in this bad situation is then focused into making them even more police state thuggish. Then when they get in trouble for being thugs, the feds come in and say, you're in trouble. We're federalizing your city. And then they intensify the training to make them thugs. It doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats running things. It's the same policies, just different rhetoric on the nightly news. And so that's why they're on the news saying torture's good, world government's good, troops on the streets are good, the end of liberty is good, giving up liberty gives you security, which is a total lie. And so they're trying to train the cops that all of this is normal and you got to do this to get your paycheck and you got to do this to defend the homeland or the economy's going to go down. And so the middle class, the soccer moms, are listening to talk radio where they say that the neocons say sweatshops are good. That's good in third world. They're lucky they have sweatshops. Genetically modified food is good. Some gun control is good. Open borders is good. Bush blocking Dan Burton's committee on Pardongate's okay. But really, they don't even discuss all those issues. It's all, you can turn your car on and listen to talk radio. This is what I listen to when I'm out driving around. And it's how dumb Hillary Clinton is. I can come back 2 hours later, turn the car on, it's how dumb Hillary Clinton is. I can drive to the store, get out, come back 10 minutes later, it's how dumb Hillary Clinton is. That's all they do, folks. That's all they do. It's this mindless diversion. It's good cop, bad cop, two different sides of the New World Order having a mindless political distraction. And all their pimps and all their pomps, their William Bennett, Mr. Million Dollar a Day gambling habit, and Ann Coulter, Miss Government Minion, just all of them. Then you got the useful idiots like Charlie Daniels. I like Charlie Daniels. I like Charlie Daniels' music. But Charlie Daniels is, if you don't like what the president's doing, you ought to leave. Don't you put down my flag. Well, sir, your flag is a symbol of my free speech. Okay, Mr. Daniels? Ain't no rag. Well, it's being treated worse than a rag, Mr. Daniels. But see, it's a well-meaning person like Daniels that's going to send this country straight into the pit. I mean, I guarantee you, you talk to Daniels, you tell him, I've heard him on the air, we got him coming on the show. You talk to Daniels and you tell him, well, Bush is signing the assault weapons ban. Well, I don't want to talk about it. Well, he shouldn't, but I still support him. What are you, some kind of liberal? I don't know. We'll see what happens. George Bush went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind. He was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. That's right. And they've got some new country song. It isn't by Daniels, but it's about, we got a lot of gang members and a lot of troublemakers and terrorists. Put them in the camps, blow their heads off. We're cowboys, give us whiskey and beer for horses. Put everybody in camps. We're for America. Kill everybody. Kill the criminals. Hang them high. Tie them up in the swamps. Death, death, death. Camps, camps, camps. I mean, it's like this rap country song I hear every time I turn the radio on. I don't even know who the group is. I wrote it down but left it in my truck. Maybe you've heard it. I'll take some whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. And they mix crime in with terrorism and talk about the police just need to kill more people. Fill them full of lead, hang them, put them in camps, and bring whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. I mean, the propaganda, folks, is everywhere. I turn on country music and it's talking about camps. I open up the newspaper and it's how wonderful the FEMA camps are. John in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you so much for talking to me today. I just want to tell you it's the first time I've ever called into your program, obviously. I want to thank you for what you're doing. But I want to talk about something that happened on your show about a week ago and that how it ties into the doctor's presentation this afternoon, which was wonderful and highly motivational for those of us who are out there that are entering the fight. The doctor said that his mailing list was completely open and that everybody who participated in his organization was open to government, and that they were all willing to stand up and voice their distaste or whatever is going on in their particular province.
Yeah, and there's no point that his database should be open because that, under the Magna Carta, which they have in Canada, he has his right to privacy, and the government is the force that doesn't have the right to privacy.
I appreciate that, but I also, last week or so, and you might remember the show, you may not, there were two people who called in succession where they both gave their last names. And at that very moment, Alex, I have to tell you that I was excited. I was actually happy. I've listened to you for several years on what would be considered a pirate thing. We're getting ready to try and make moves for retransmitters so we can get these, you know, your message and that type of thing out there more. But I can't tell you how proud I was at that moment that these two people had actually stood up and said, my name is John Farley and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, my name is John Hancock and I'm going to sign my name real big on this Declaration of Independence. And yeah.
I was very happy that people were finally standing up, and really what we need. This is what we need. We need people to say, my name's Alex Jones, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
But my name is John Farley. Just explain why I can't allow that.
And I understand, and that's really what I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, people need to form, hold on a second, they need to form their own organizations, their own websites, their own radio shows, their own access shows, form and come together. Here's the problem. This has actually been done quite a bit in radio. People have lost lawsuits over this. Someone will call in and pose as someone else. The host will buy it, let them say it, and then be held liable. That's why I don't let people say their last names, because I don't know if that's their last name. Go ahead.
I got you. And at that very moment of being so excited, I heard your response, and I'm thinking to myself, but why? Your message is getting out there, and the things that you have done, your videos and those types of things, are making a difference. And what it is going to require is somebody to take your work and take it that step further, and that's what we're doing now. And again, the doctor, what he was saying was very inspirational in the fact that they are willing. They're going to go stand on the courthouse steps. We need everybody in this country to stand on the courthouse steps, stand there, and request, require, demand a response from our government.
And never stop.
Let me tell you how I got involved. I got involved with what was going on in the world. I woke up from my real life. Due to the fact of the transformation of our educational system here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, this movement towards school to work, the workforce and investment boards, and where we identify that not only is it a local agenda, it's a Commonwealth agenda, it's a federal agenda, and by God, it's a UNESCO agenda as well. They're creating a planned economy, which turns out that my representatives in government are not performing my function. They're actually performing the function of some other agenda.
They're trying to hold on, John, because you're making a lot of good points. They're trying actively in their own documents to overthrow your children's thinking
process,
make you pliable, willing slaves.
Yes, sir.
That's their own Department of Education policy.
But that is the point, and the point is that covert nature of how it's being implemented. And the tone of the last 20 minutes of the show was, are we talking about Duke? Are the cops, are good cops bad cops? Or had they been told that, you know, our founding fathers, I just watched your video, our founding fathers were terrorists. Those folks who wear the badges that believe that are Duke. You have a hard time. At any rate, my point is that we stand up on a local level and fight this school move. It's a radical transformation. We had to build a brand new middle school. We transformed a middle school. Cost us millions of dollars, largest tax increase in the local history in the last 30 years. We identify, we keep digging, we find that it's not only, again, a local Commonwealth federal agenda, it's now this international agenda, and that's how we get involved in the fight. The point is that in order to fight it, everybody has to stand up and say, my name is John Farley, and I'm from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and I'll reclaim Pennsylvania. I will reclaim Pennsylvania. And we have to stand on the steps of the courthouse and fight. And I wanted to call you and tell you that. It just tied into what the doctor was saying. And again, I wanted to discuss with you about that. I understand the libel thing, but everybody needs to stand up. And
I
was actually proud.
And John in Pennsylvania, it's actually empowering to step over the line, to step out in the light, to get out there on the battlefield, just like in Braveheart. And, let's get it on. Let's do it. Let's fight the globalists, because we know they're evil. We know they're scum. We know they operate off of keeping people in the dark. And it's time to bring out the light. It's time to expose these creatures. It's time to make them run back under the rocks. And once you realize how evil the globalists are and just how wicked they are, and you read their own policy where they talk about how they're going to dumb you down and break up your family and put your kids on drugs and take your farms and ranches, when you know that it's their stated plan and they're so arrogant they think you'll never read their own documents that we post on my website, then you know, and there's no fear, there isn't a question, we have got to fight this thing, because we are on the side of good, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for the call, John.
That's exactly right, Alex. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call, and it was exciting hearing you and the action you're taking. I really do appreciate that. And, it is like trying to force the amount of information that you have in a water hose, a fire hose, under pressure, thousands of gallons every few minutes. It's like trying to force that through the straw you stir your coffee with. I could take one of these articles, Dr. David Kelly. I've probably read 100 stories on it, read his emails, listened to the accounts of his family, obviously murdered. I could talk for hours about Condoleezza Rice caught in new lies. I could spend hours about how the agenda between Hillary and Bush is identical. I could spend hours about the control grid, the police state. I could spend hours about this new 911 report and the omission of the Saudi Arabia stuff. It's just, they're a pack of murdering criminals, bottom line.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you want the news? I mean the real news. Because you're sure not getting it now. If you'll open your ears, we'll open your eyes, and we'll open your mind. What did the government know about the possibility of terrorist attacks prior to 9/11? Is mainstream media telling you everything you should know about the war on terror? What is our real interest in Iraq and Saddam Hussein? Who stands to gain if we give up our freedoms in the name of national security? Who's behind the manipulation of our financial markets, and why? We're the jury, you be the judge. We're the GCN Radio Network. Are you tired of being lied to by mainstream media? Well, so are we, and we're doing something about it. Visit us at GCNLive.com and discover the truth for yourself. We're the real deal, we mean business, and we're here to stay. For news that's in your face, and sometimes shocking, visit GCNLive.com, www.GCNLive.com. We're the GCN Radio Network. Check us out today. We promise not to tell anyone you were here.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, I'm sorry I can't take any more calls today. We're out of time. Let me just hit a couple final news stories. And I do suggest you all visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net to see the stuff we didn't cover. But Blair orders Blunkett to put identity card scheme on hold. Now, they've already put it in via the driver's license and the youth cards. The kids all have to have ID cards to leave their houses, but they've been trying for 4 years to make everybody have one to buy and sell. They're trying to make shopkeepers make you thumb scan to buy and sell. Arlington, Texas is trying to make all retailers make you thumb scan, even if you pay cash. They're doing this outside Denver. It's everywhere. But the good news is the people are refusing, and so it's backfiring on them for now. So this just shows how we can take action and say no. Tony Blair has put off the launch of a plan to compel every Briton to hold an ID card in response to fears that it will turn into an expensive and frustrating assault on liberty. Here's another one. This is out of The Age. This is the family of the military man who actually killed the Iraqis in the ambush on Lynch's convoy. He's the guy that fought to the death. Turns out, the government's own admission now, everyone else basically cowered in fear, flopping around begging someone to save them. I mean, it was a maintenance crew, folks. But this one gentleman, he actually was the one who died and got stabbed and tortured and killed, and he's the guy that fought. But Lynch, she got the credit for all of it when she was the one cowering and begging, and when she was under the covers when the Delta Force came in begging for mommy. And fine, folks, but my point is, again, they didn't want to have the dead body of the real veteran that did the heroic stuff. They'll just make up a lie, steal his honor, and give it to her. And I know that's patriotism. I'm not patriotic because I think of dead veterans. I understand, okay? I know how you work, neocons. I understand. I'm against turning my guns in, so I'm a liberal. I understand you. I'm against having wide-open borders and everybody losing their job to illegals. So, I'm a liberal. I understand how it works, okay? You pieces of trash. So, dead ambush hero ignored as Jessica Lynch is worshipped, and Niger hits back over uranium claim and says it was all lies. That's all documented. It just goes on and on, folks. There's so much more. Five more U.S. troops died this weekend, tragically. It says the morale's at all-time lows. I didn't get to the part about Israel admittedly targeting children to be shot in the West Bank. That's terrible, but again, both sides are just murdering each other. There's another article, revealed the secret cabal which spun for Blair, and the British police, they now found out, are part of some secret society. I'm out of time, folks. But before I end this hour, you heard the caller, the last caller, John in Pennsylvania, talk about Road to Tyranny. 3 minutes of that two-hour-plus film is FEMA saying Christians are terrorists, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson are terrorists, and are enemies of the federal government, okay? Every three-minute piece is that hardcore in this video. Get Road to Tyranny, folks. What are you waiting for? Show it to people. Unlock their minds. Show them the camps that have been built for you and your family. Only by exposing it can we defeat the globalists. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Go to Infowars.com or PresentPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free right now, folks, and support the broadcast as well. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Please support us. Get the video. Support America. Make the copies. Wake people up. 888-253-3139. I'm out of here. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they have inhaled.